Well, good morning. Welcome back to the God School. Psalm 115 opens and it says, Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory and honor for thy truth and for thy mercy's sake. We have for years spoken of this life of faith that we are enjoined to, that whether we see it or not, the Word of God says to those whom God has gifted faith to and who are living by it are righteous, though we may not see it. God's Word declares the righteous by faith shall live. Oftentimes, I have taught, and the Word teaches, that our responsibility is to faith God, to trust God, to rely upon God and His Word and His promises. I've also said that results are in God's hands. We'll either see them in time or in eternity. If they come here, they're icing on the cake. For the last several weeks, we have taken a look at this journey of faith from Psalm 84, from Psalm 3, from Psalm 118. We've looked at Jesus through that wonderful book called The Wisdom of Solomon. In the Apocrypha, those books that were part of Scripture for 2,000 years, those books that were in the Scriptures from which Jesus read. And I've often said that the messages I preach first to myself. You all hopefully are beneficiaries of that preaching. I never gave publicly the context for the motivation of the teaching and preaching for the last several weeks. But today, I want to. Beginning in August, I had a problem with my eye. I thought I had an eyelash or something in it and did my best to try to get rid of it. But it only became a little more intense and the pain became a little more. I'm not a doctor person, please, that's my testimony. I'm not against doctors. God is, you know, it says of Jesus Christ, the great physician. It says in Exodus, I am the Lord, thy surgeon. Tyndale's translation, or King James, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. The scriptures are replete with God and Jesus, who is God, healing. And I looked for that healing. It came not. I'm reminded in another book of the Apocrypha, in the 38th chapter of the book of Ecclesiasticus, that there is a point that we are to give honor to the physician. It goes on to say, he's a gift from God. So, armed with these promises, I went to see the eye doctor. And lo and behold, it turns out that I had an ulcer on my cornea. And thankfully, the doctor was able to give a prescription of different kinds of eye drops. And within about 5 or 6 days, virtually the pain was gone. And within 10 days, though it left a little scar, the problem of the ulcer was behind me. But as the ophthalmologist looked a little further, he noticed a problem with my pupils. And having, and immediately told me I needed to go consult my personal physician. Well, I told him my personal physician is God. He said, well, you better go see a doctor. And I asked why. He said, well, he said, your pupils are different sizes. I said, what does that mean? He said, well, it's an indication that there's a problem going on in your chest. He says there's a nerve in your chest that's connected to your eye. And when this situation arises, it could be, his words, not mine, it could be lung cancer. It could be an indication of heart failure. I went in for my eye. Excuse me, I had... You know, this came as a bit of a shock. And this early indication of severe health problems caused me to, as you heard, dig deeper into the Word of God and into His promises. And armed with that faith, I went to see the general physician. And, you know, his bedside manner wasn't much better than the ophthalmologist, because he said, well, it also may be an indication of a brain tumor. Oh, my goodness. Folks, I hope I'm communicating this, and I hope you hear it with understanding. Hey, I'm an old man. I'm overweight. I'm a bad eater. I smoke. do all those things that good Christians, quote unquote, shouldn't do. Thinking, okay, Lord, and this was my attitude, I'm being as sincere as I can. This was my attitude. Okay, Lord, if it's time, I'll look forward to seeing you soon. So, under the medical profession's opinions of what the cause of the problem first seen in my pupils may have indicated, I went forward with some screenings, some very expensive screenings. And first screening, I got the result and it said, your chest is clear of any tumors, no problem with your lungs. Second, third, and fourth screenings were of my brain and my arteries in my neck and my head. And I got the report back. That everything was normal. Praise God. Now, oftentimes we've taught from this place blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee, who passing through the Valley of Baca, make it, and the literal is a place of springs. Some of the valleys that I've come across in this journey of faith have been long. Few have I described publicly, but I believe that the source of the God school, that the source of wanting to teach God's word, of wanting to show off God's faithfulness, not only in this life, but in the life to come, is that place of springs that the blessed man, whose strength is in God and in whose heart are the ways of God, might be heard and might be of encouragement to the listeners. A few weeks back, we taught out of Psalm 34, wherein it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And that Hebrew word, it's a tight place. It's a place of restriction. It says in the third psalm, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me. That's, again, describing a narrow place, a confining place. And it's to bind in that small, constricting, narrowing, confining place. By the end of the third psalm, and I recommend that each of you go and read the third psalm upon hearing this message, it says in the last verse, salvation belongeth unto the Lord, and thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. This word in the Hebrew, salvation, means to make wide. It's the counterpoint to that word, trouble. I'm here, and those of you who have been with us long enough know I don't care much for personal testimonies. But today, I'm here to tell you of the victory, not just spiritual, but physical, because God not only cares for us spiritually, but physically as well. I'm here to tell you of the victory over the apparent threats. To my life in the last few weeks. And I'm here, as the psalmist said, the beneficiary recipient in the natural as well as the spiritual of God's faithfulness to his promise, wherein not me, as we opened, not me, but God, who gets all the glory and the honor, some of you through other means heard of some of the things that I have gone through. And both in prayer and in participation, that is, in giving, I want to tell you, you also share in this victory. It says in the 54th Psalm, I believe it is. Hold on, we're getting there. In the fourth verse, it says, behold, God is my helper. That's Jesus Christ. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. You know who I'm talking to. And I want you to hear from God's word, the Lord is with you. That uphold my soul. Through this recent time, my hope and my confidence was and is in God. Now, today, that hope for healing of or from these terrible reports, whether true or not, my hope is realized. That's the good news. But now, as with you, when God, who is faithful, does deliver you, does deliver me from that which troubles me, and therefore our hope is fulfilled, we best find a new place to put our hope. Because hope that is seen is no longer hope. Yet the word says we're saved by hope. So we need, I need to look to God for other promises, because experience and God's word, experience in God's word tells me other battles are coming. We're not those who look back and say, oh, the Lord delivered me in 1976 or 2006 or September of 2019. We need to keep looking forward. Wherein our hope is final victory in Jesus Christ. A word that kept me encouraged through this time and my hope would continue to keep me encouraged in this life of faith are the words of Jesus Christ, his last words on the cross, which are, it is finished. And his words, as he ascended into heaven, wherein he said, I shall be with you always. Not unto us, O Lord, but thanks for the opportunity to share the experience of another deliverance from some of the afflictions that come upon men and women of faith, synonymous with righteous men and women. All glory and honor to you, and to you, Jesus Christ, in that victory, as we prepare with the whole armor of God and the hope of the experience through making it through that problem, we say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.